From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. For decades now, some residents of Miami and Miami Beach have been pleading for a light rail link between the two cities. And as WLRN's Marva Hinton tells us, some local leaders say it may take a public-private partnership to finally make that happen.
Proposals to link Miami and Miami Beach with light rail have been in the works since the late 90s. But the idea for what was called Bay Link died in 2004 due to a lack of funds. Now leaders of both cities have some hope that Bay Link can be revived. Consultants hired to look into the issue presented their findings Tuesday to the county's top metropolitan planners. They cited several problems facing the project. For one thing, it would most likely not have enough riders to support it, and low ridership would mean no federal funding. But they did suggest a means of supporting the project that local leaders liked, a public-private partnership. They said such a private enterprise might be able to come up with creative ways to get the line built while keeping costs down. Without outside funding, Bay Link's capital and operating cost would leave South Florida governments on the hook for $70 million a year. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Meanwhile, county leaders along the route of a proposed passenger rail between Miami and Orlando say they want more info about how the train will affect their neighborhoods. All Aboard Florida aims to begin the service in 2016 with 16 round trips per day. Chris Mora is the Public Works Director for Indian River County.
What they're trying to do, though, is give the communities a chance to chime in and speak up about these changes and see what actions may need to be done to ensure that the crossings remain safe and that they don't negatively impact the public.
Right now, federal officials are conducting an environmental impact study of the All Aboard Florida train service. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.